David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hi, this is Stacey from The Advisor, and today I'm very excited because we have a very special guest today, and it's Debbie Adams. She is a best-selling author, and she's here to talk to us about herself, how she got started, and tell us a little about her books. And she has some special things she's going to, you know, talk about today that you're going to find very interesting. So I'm very excited to introduce her onto the show. And so, Debbie, why don't you tell me a little about yourself and what you do?
Thank you, and thank you for having me on your show. I am originally from Middle Tennessee, and I grew up on a farm. As a child, I played in the barn and all that stuff. And you know what you do when you grow up in the country. And my dad used to take me to the local library. And my dad is an avid book reader, and I guess that's where I got mine from. And I would read books on top of books, growing up as a child.
Yeah.
And as we were talking about earlier, my niece and nephew, they're going and getting into that now too.
Right.
And so I started writing as a child. And just little, you know, how children are, they get ideas or these little stories in their head and they'll write it down. And back then I did keep like a little folder of all the little stories that I wrote. I don't know where they are now. They're probably thrown away by now. But I believe that led me into writing now. And, God has plans for us in the very beginning, and I do believe that the way my life has went, that he started a long time ago when I was a child to form me into becoming an author now. And I still love reading books, but I love writing books. I love helping people. And, you know, I've always loved helping people, and that's why I write books. I want to, help somebody by having them read my books, encourage them or, motivate them to be better or something. My purpose is to, show them Jesus and to help them in whatever situation in life they're facing.
So you really like to help people that are going through obstacles in their life, overcome their obstacles. Is that what you try to do, is to really show them ways they can self-improve themselves? Like, what type of self-improvement, therapies and things do you emphasize on?
I like helping people, a lot of times you hear about people helping the elderly, go mow their yard, buy groceries. I do that. And if I see, if I have a friend that's in need, I will do that and, provide them with whatever they need, groceries, money, whatever, if right. I'm able. And I believe God has put a heart of compassion in me to feel compassion for others, and where, I don't feel like, oh, I have to help this person again. And in my books, I show how I was going through this or I was going through that, yet I called on God. And I know God is always there. And you can't always rely on man.
Right.
And because I'm sure you're like myself, have had people or friends, that said they were going to help you with a certain thing. And, either something else came up and they couldn't, or they just, you know, just didn't show up when they were supposed to.
Right.
And so that's basically what I show in my books, how if we turn to God, no matter if you believe in God or not, if you turn to God, just call out to him, because he's always listening.
Right.
You know, for our calls. And, you know, like we talk on the cell phone all the time. But, you know, God's phone, it's never off. He never sleeps. So that's what I want to, you know, the emphasis I want to get to people in my books.
Now, your first book, what is your first book called?
My first book is called Unlocking the Code to Bliss, A Southern Belle Secret. And it's right here. Yeah, right there.
Mm-hmm.
And this is about our bodies. And at that time, it was post-COVID, and you know how everybody was not locked down, but stayed home and, you know, couldn't go, you know, very many places. And if anybody was like me, they ate, you know, all the time. And because they were home, you know, didn't have nothing else to do.
Right.
And so I did need, you know, to get rid of a few pounds. I mean, I'm not a heavy person, you know, I'm probably about your size, but I did put on, you know, a few pounds, you
right.
know, eating donuts or whatever, you know. And so I got to thinking, well, that was right before I wrote my book. And so I got to thinking about it, and, you know, we need to have a healthy lifestyle. And I was like, how can we have a healthy lifestyle? We have to do it, you know, the way God created our body to be. And then I did a lot of research on that, you know, research, you know, different parts of your body and how they work and how your brain. And I found a lot of things myself that I didn't know.
Right.
And, you know, about how your brain is connected and how, you know, your stomach and your intestines and, you know, and I'm sure you've heard the word, you know, clean gut, and, you know, and I talk about intermittent fasting, and which I do that. And so that book is basically, you know, talking about your body and intermittent fasting. And then I put some examples, you know, of how I got a healthy lifestyle, you know, from going outside and getting the sun, and the, you know, and the sun, just being outside will help you, give
right.
you energy. And, you know, and then the subtitle was A Southern Belle Secret. And since I live in Tennessee, and we eat a lot of Southern food, so I did put, you know, I think a chapter or two in there, you know, about Southern Belles and, you know, how what they eat and, you know, and their talk, you know, and, you know, just to get away from just strictly, you know, people might call it a diet book. It's not a diet book, but, you know, people might think of it that way. And so, you know, just sort of get, you know, a little humor on the side, as well as, you know, some good information.
Right.
You know, if people wanted to, you know, get in shape, but not really get on a diet.
Right. Right. So, now, what is the age group for these books, Zap?
I would say probably teenagers or preteen through adult. Yes, yes. Because my niece at the time was 13.
Mm-hmm.
And so she read my first book. And, you know, she understood it, you know. So it would be preteen. And anybody, you know, under preteen that can, you know, that is a little older, I'll say a little older minded.
Yeah.
And, you know, it could possibly, you know, work for them too.
Right. No, it sounds very nice. It sounds like a great book, very educational as well. And
yes.
Do you have a lot of pictures in your books also, or is it basically chapter by chapter?
It's chapter by chapter. I didn't put pictures in there because, you know, I at that time I was just learning as I went because, you know, I self-published that one. And, you know, looking back, I probably should have, you know, put pictures in there, you know, to as I was talking about different things. But no, it's just chapter by chapter, and it's got 10 chapters, and it's about 100 pages.
Yeah, you know, I don't really feel it's always necessary to put pictures in it. I've written over 20 books, and many of them were bestsellers, and I didn't put a lot of pictures in most of my books. You know, there was a few books that I put pictures in, but sometimes pictures aren't really necessary. It's the words we use and how people visualize them as they read it. Really, you know, those pictures really evolve in a person's mind, I feel. You know, it's the author speaking to the individual through the, you know, through their writing. And really it's the person's mind who takes off and really and visualizes the picture, the scenario, or, you know, the whole aspect of what you're trying to, you know, educate that individual on really evolves in the person's mind. So actually, you know, pictures aren't always necessary, you know, it's just, you know, it's the educational tool, the message you're trying to get across. That's the most important. So I think that's great the way you did it.
Yeah, and the way I write my books, it's as if I'm talking to that person, like we're talking today. As you're reading my book, it's, and I've even had some of my coworkers have bought my book, and I've had them even say, you know, it's like you're talking to me, and I like that kind of, I like that kind of writing.
Yeah.
And but you know, that's the way I am. I mean, I'm not the kind of person that would write a book, you know, and just put all this information down. And I'd rather be the kind that is, what's the word? I guess relatable to people. You know, I would rather, you know, write like, hey, I'm talking to you and this is what I got to say, you know, kind of thing.
Right.
So, you know, it would be more felt in their heart, you know, by me writing that way. And, you know, my mother said that when I was writing little short stories, you know, growing up,
she said,
you had the same writing style back then as a child. And that's why I said in the beginning that I believe God started me out back then to, you know, to become an author now.
That's amazing. Yeah, you know, it's funny. The way we become as a child and as we evolve as grown-ups, a lot of our traits and characteristics stay with us. And unless we purposely change them, we don't really change a lot. We just mature as we get older, or we're supposed to mature, you know. But you know, a lot of the things that we did when we were children and a lot of the ways we thought and things, how we constructed things are the same way as we get older, you know, and it's funny how we take those things with us. And, you know, I'd love to hear more about your second book. Can you tell me a little about your second book?
Sure. My second book kind of followed my first book because, you know, the first book I was talking about how God created our bodies. And then my second book, is talking about the promises of God.
Right.
And it's called, I'll get it up here. There it is. It's called Divine Promises, Trusting God's Faithfulness. And I've got a testimony of faith, and God spoke to me and told me that I needed to share my testimony. And so He told me, you know, that I needed to show others how faithful he was to me in my life.
Right.
And 15 years ago, I got cancer. And so I'm 15 years cancer free.
Congratulations.
God. Thank you. And so that was, you know, the main reason to write that book. And I called it Divine Promises. And God did give me that title too, because like we talked about earlier, you know, you might have friends that say they're going to help you and they let you down. God will never let you down. God is the divine. And that's where that title came from. And it is so fitting.
Yeah.
And there is thousands of promises in God's word. And so I just picked 10 that I thought were beneficial that went with each story that I put in the book.
Right.
And with my cancer story being, you know, the top one, and that, you know, is the promise of healing. And then during that, God gave me a Bible verse that is still, it's the verse that I carry with me in my heart every day. It's my life. I made it my life verse.
Yeah.
And that is Proverbs 3:5-6. And it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding.
Right.
And he will direct your path. And he has directed my path through the cancer, through a lot of different things. And
right.
another story in my book is God's promise of protection.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a tornado and it was sitting right on top of our house. I was home alone with my two dogs and my cat.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
My husband had taken our car to get the oil changed or something, and he was stuck there. And I knew it was bad weather, but I didn't know, you know, a tornado was coming.
Yeah.
And then I heard that tornado warnings out. So, you know, I gathered all of my animals and myself and you know, my radio and whatever in the closet. And then I started praying. Then I heard what sounded like a train. I've never been through a tornado. Heard what sounded like a train. And I'd always heard that's the sound of a tornado.
Wow.
So I started, I started just, you know, praying, you know, and that song, I can't think of the name of it, but God keep us safe till the storm passes over, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I started singing that song, and then it wasn't maybe a minute, maybe 2 minutes, I didn't hear anything. Everything got quiet.
Yeah.
And so I waited till I heard, you know, on the radio that it was safe. And so I got out. My husband had came home at that time. We were outside talking to our neighbor, and he said that he was outside on his patio. And he said he saw the tornado sitting on top of our house. And he said, and then it just moved. And I said, oh, my goodness. I said, that was God's hand. And just move that tornado on. And, I talk about that in my book. And, you know, that is, you know, God's promise of protection. I mean, it's a tornado, whether you're in a car wreck or whatever, you know, God is going to be there. He's going to protect you.
Oh, yeah.
And I also talk about one of my favorite promises is the promise where God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I've talked about a few minutes ago, you know, God's always there,
mm-hmm.
whether we trust in him to believe that he's always there. He's always there. He's always taking care of us. And, you know, and I believe he has angels on this earth, you know, to take care of us. And I mean, there have been many instances where I've been driving down the road, and you know how drivers sometimes can get a little crazy, and people just almost run into me, but then they straighten up and go on. And so, you know, I always, when something like that happens, I was like, thank you, Lord, for putting your angel there.
Exactly.
Because I mean, he protects us in more ways than we really realize, I do believe.
Oh, 100%, 100%. And, you know, I think it's important to have these type of books to remind people, you know, to care for themselves. Because basically, when I hear you talk, the first thing that comes to my mind is taking care of ourselves, both mentally, physically, and spiritually. You know, your message is basically looking at, you know, on the inside and really, you know, focusing on taking care of yourself and being honest with yourself and looking in the mirror and seeing, like, just, you talked about weight loss and you talked about, you know, but even just, you know, losing weight can help us physically, can help us mentally. Mm-hmm. It could help us, you know, spiritually, because we feel better about ourselves. Health-wise, we probably improve, you know, our energy levels and so forth. And it's all about taking care of ourselves, you know, taking the initiative to improve ourselves as a human being and be able, and once you improve yourself, you'll be able to accomplish more in life. And that's the kind of message I hear from you when you speak about your books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is definitely the message I'm trying to get out. Yes.
You know, and I think that's great. And I think people need more inspiration like that, because I think a lot of people get stuck in life, or they don't have enough of self-esteem to believe that they could actually improve themselves. They, you know, sometimes when you live a certain life and you're a certain way your whole life, sometimes you don't really realize that there's always options. There's always options to improve. And some people don't think they have the ability to improve, but we all have the ability to improve. And it's just taking the initiative and having the courage to move forward in life. And it seems like your books are basically, you know, helping people open up and open their eyes to realize that they are, you know, between our higher powers and between ourselves, the connection between the two, that anything is possible.
So true.
You know, I think it's great. Now, if you wanted to tell some people, like, some takeaways of everything we talked about today, like, what are some things you really like people to understand between the, between, you know, the stories you just told us, between your books? Are there, you know, what message you want people leaving and understanding, some things that people could actually use today to actually input into their own life to actually help them improve and move on and become that better person that they are capable of becoming?
My main message would be to always be willing to move forward. Mm-hmm. Whatever state you were in, there's always, you might think, oh, you know, I've always been this way, or, you know, I grew up, you know, with this, you know, around situation around me. But you can overcome anything.
Yes.
You can't do it by yourself.
No.
But just, I mean, my motto is always being, say yes and move on. You know, like, say yes and take a step toward, you know, a better future, or, you know, you have to do it one day at a time.
Yes.
One step at a time.
Right.
And, you know, like I mentioned earlier, whether you believe in God or not, God is everywhere. God is, you know, with us, whether we believe in him or not. And so my next message would be to believe on God and trust in God, and believe that he will take you out of whatever situation that, you know, that you're in, that you're struggling with, and get strength from your inside, and it will help you, you know, with your outlook on life.
Right.
And I mean, you talk about, you know, my inspiration and all of that. And, but there have been times, and I talk about it in my book, there was a time where 2 years straight, I was in the valley. There was always something going on. And there were days when I basically had to push myself forward, you know, to make it through the day.
Yeah.
And I would, you know, I would call out to God, you know, it's like, you got to help me. You got it. And he did. He did. And so, you know, that would be, you know, my main message, you know, is to look inside yourself and find the strength and call out to God to give you the strength to move on, and he can help you, you know, to get out of, I'll say, get out of the valley and on the mountaintop.
Yeah.
And also my next message would be that you need to know him personally, mm-hmm. because this world is going to end one of these days. And, you know, you're either going to go to heaven or you're going to go to hell, you know, and, you know, that's that part, you know, people have to make it. That's their choice. They have to choose mm-hmm. whether, you know, to accept him or not. And so, yeah, that would be my two main messages that I would want to give.
I think those are very inspiring. You know, I think we all, you know, everybody comes from all walks of life, and, you know, but we all have one common denominator, you know, and it doesn't really matter. You know, my grandfather used to say all roads lead to one God, and, you know, mm-hmm. and it's not about the religion you believe in, and it's more about, you know, your faith. Your faith in that mm-hmm. high power, your faith in living in love, peace, harmony, goodwill, being grateful, being kind, you know, that's the message. That's the message, you know, that, you know, any religion really emphasizes on is mm-hmm. being good to your neighbor, being good to yourself, being good to the people you love, you know, and showing an act of goodness, you know, to others. And that's where it all boils down to. It doesn't matter, I don't think, what religion we are. It matters how we are to ourselves and how we are to others. And in the end, mm-hmm. you know, that really, it all comes back to you at the end, you know,
mm-hmm.
what we put in life is what we get out. And, you know,
exactly.
And I feel the best thing in life is a feeling of accomplishment, to be able to help others. You know, when I'm able to help another person, the feeling is a feeling that I couldn't even express in words, but knowing that I helped improve another person's life is the best feeling. And people don't realize that you could improve someone's life just by giving them a compliment. You know, you see someone, mm-hmm. they're doing something, and you compliment them on their good work, or you compliment them even on the pretty shirt that they're wearing. And that can make a person feel great the whole day. And that could boost someone's self-esteem and make them look at life a little bit differently, because they feel good. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's just being able to be kind and to be loving and to be caring. And that's what it all boils down to. And I mm-hmm. think it's good. I think it's good with the message that you're trying to give across. I like the books. The books sound great, you know, and, you know, I'd also love to hear about where we could find these books. Now, you're a best-selling author on Amazon, which is very impressive. Can you tell us a little about that?
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
my first book, I think I mentioned that I self-published it. And then my current book, Divine Promises, I went with a publisher. And so he gave me a little bit more marketing tips that I didn't know the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we launched the ebook first. And the ebook is the one that went bestseller. And then we launched the paperback and the hardback. And it went bestseller. We launched it on a Friday, and the ebook, and by Sunday mid-morning, it was already bestseller. So a day and a half, you know, it became bestseller. And I was just so excited. And I thought, wow, that didn't take very long.
That's great.
And, yeah. And then, you know, when my and paperback and hardback, when that got launched on Amazon, I had a lot of sales on that too, because some of the people that had already bought the ebook had read the ebook, and so they was like, "Oh, I want the physical copy." So, And you can only find my first book on Amazon, but my current book, you can find it on Amazon and every online bookstore. And it's not in any stores, but it's all online. And it's even in Canada. And I think it's Chapters bookstore in Canada. And then also you can, I have links to Amazon on my website that you can click if you want to, you know, buy it straight from Amazon. And I'll go ahead and give you my website, and it's debbieadamsbooks.now.site, and that's SITE.
That's great. I'm so excited for you. This is wonderful. I think, you know, what you're doing is great. I think you're on the right track, and I think your books are going to help lots of people. And this has been very inspirational. Now, is there anything you'd like to say to the audience before we end this? Is there anything that comes to mind, anything that you'd like to share?
I would like to let people know there is a third book coming. And
nice.
Yes. And it will be out sometime in February 2024. And so I've already got a title, but I'm not going to say what the title is. Keep people in suspense. But it's going to be even better than The Divine Promises. And so, and other than that, what I would say is you're going to love both of my books. You know, go check them out. Go check out my website and buy my books and, you know, get me some more sales.
And don't forget to give her a testimonial, because she loves to hear about testimonials, and she'd love to hear everybody's input. And so basically the best place probably to find your book, the easiest place would probably be on Amazon, I assume. All right.
And yeah, and anybody that buys my books, please put a review on Amazon, because that helps sales too.
This has been amazing. You know, I really commend you for all your hard work. You took a dream that you had, really a special creativity that you carried as a child, and you brought it to life, you know, throughout your, you know, as you were growing up, all your experiences in life and everything you endured in life, you kind of put it together and you helped others, you know, and now your books are actually helping others improve their lives and move forward to have better lives. So I give you kudos for that. And I really, you know, say thank you for, you know, we need more people like you who are out there trying to teach people how to become better, you know, and how to overcome in life. Because with life, everyone has a story, everyone has stress, everyone has difficulty in some areas of their life. But learning how to overcome their obstacles in life is the challenge. And having people like you who have, you know, a certain view on how they can, you know, help many people. You know, we all have our own beliefs and we all have our own ideas, but sometimes when people from an unbiased opinion, you know, give their way of, this is how I did it, you know, sometimes that can make the light bulb go off and say, wow, maybe that will work for me. And then they try it and then it does. And, you know, and that's the trick, is being open-minded and being able to read other people's information and books and ideas and go on their blogs and to learn. And, you know, you don't always have to apply everything, but, you know, there are things that you could read and you could apply certain things to your life. And, you know, just little tweaks in our lives can make such a big difference and can change our lives tremendously. So it's always good, you know, to always be open-minded. And always, you know, listen to other people's ideas and connect with, you know, their thoughts and their ideas to help you become a better person and to be able to make your dreams become a reality. Because that's what it's all about. It's about improving ourselves and then moving forward so we can take our dreams and aspirations and turn them into an actual reality so we could live a happy, healthy, and productive life. So Debbie Adams, thank you so much for coming on the show. You have been a world of inspiration. I thank you so much for taking the time to write these books, and I commend you on your achievements and for becoming a best-selling author. That's a very, very hard thing to do, and you've accomplished it. So congratulations. And before we go,
thank
can you,
you
just
so
tell,
much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Before we go, just tell everybody one more time your website, because it's always good to hear it one more time. I'll put it on the description also for people.
Okay. It's debbieadamsbooks.now.site.
Thank you so much. Everybody, remember, you can go to Debbie's website and it'll be in the description. And any comments or anything that you have to share, leave them in our comment box and we'll be sure to tell Debbie. And then also you can go on her website and contact her directly in her contact box. And I'm sure she'll be more than happy to answer anybody's questions or help them in any way possible. Debbie, thank you so much for coming on the show. This has been a pleasure.
It has been my pleasure as well.
All right. You have a great day.
Thank you.